Diyarbakir, the main city in the predominantly Kurdish southeast, was where Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced his plan to transform the region.
Ekonomik kalkınmanın gerçekleştirilmesi, sosyal gelişmenin sağlanması, altyapının geliştirilmesi.
He says what they are announcing today is not a mere report or a project. It's a well-defined, scheduled and funded action plan to remove regional differences in economic and social development, unemployment and migration. At the heart of the program is the completion of a plan to tap the region's major rivers through a series of dams. When completed, Mr. Erdogan says the project will provide 4 million new jobs and quadruple the wealth of the local population, as well as much-needed water for irrigation. Pro-Kurdish Mayor Osman Maydemir and other Kurdish politicians boycotted Mr. Erdogan's speech Tuesday. The Kurdish politicians were quoted by the Associated Press as saying the newest incentives did not go far enough, and they call for Kurds to be recognized as an official minority with cultural protections and a level of political autonomy. Kurds constitute about 20% of Turkey's 70 million population. The region has always been blighted by underdevelopment and poverty, but since the start of the Kurdish insurgency by the PKK in 1984, it's been on a further downward spiral both economically and socially. According to local business associations' figures, unemployment in most of the region's cities is more than 50%. Mr. Erdogan also said he would ease restrictions on broadcasting of Kurdish on TV and radio. The Prime Minister claimed the program is a key part in their battle against the Kurdish insurgency.
Milletimize evlat acısı yaşatan bölücü terör belasının istismar ettiği
Mr. Erdogan said all wounds caused by the terrorism will be healed. He said the greatest threat to terrorism is freedom and prosperity. The announcement of the economic program will likely be welcomed by Washington, which has been pressing Ankara for economic reforms for the Kurds. But questions remain over how effective the government's development plan will be. In the last two decades, there's been more than a dozen projects to revitalize the region, all of which observers say have failed. Retired General Haldun Solmaz Türk, who spent more than a decade fighting the Kurdish insurgency, says the latest initiative could share the fate of its predecessors.
There's a weakness of state, there is a poor governance, there is huge-scale corruption throughout Turkey. As long as this weakness of the state continues, as long as this poor governance persists, no plan, however comprehensive, they would not change anything.
But the Prime Minister may be thinking more in the short term. With his AK party facing closure by the Constitutional Court for undermining secularism, there is growing expectations of early elections next year. His AK party in last year's polls scored a surprise victory in the region, and his latest program is already being seen by observers as an attempt to build on that success in any early election. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.